This actually is an idea that I came up with. I just never acted on it. I always thought it would be nice if there was a sign in my back window, say, that I could program to pass along certain messages to my fellow drivers on the road. My comments on their driving skills, for example, like when you just got cut off. Well, now somebody has acted on this wonderful idea. A new device has been invented to help you communicate with others while driving. Timothy Jackson is the executive director of DriveEmotion, and he came up with this idea for the product. And we've reached him in London, England. Timothy, good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Now, what is the name of this?
It's called DriveEmotion.
So am I going to be able to express my emotions through it?
Depends what your emotions are.
Sometimes they're not very good. We drive like maniacs here.
Yes, well, we don't. Yes, you can express. It's limited to happy, sad, thank you, back off, and idiot.
Oh, I can have idiot too?
You can. Yeah, you can have an idiot. Yes.
How did you come up with this idea?
You mean come up with the idea or develop it? Or
yes, all of that.
All of that. We are a design company which spend most of our time coming up with ideas. And that's based on looking and observing what people want.
Mm.
And then we screen those with market research. And we put into manufacture those that get the most response from the market.
So you think there was a need for this?
There is definitely a need
for this. You're right. Tell me, are you concerned at all that it might be distracting?
In what way?
Well, you know how we're not allowed to use our cell phones when we drive, at least not here?
Yes.
You're not supposed to, anyway. But everybody does.
Yes.
And if somebody's busy fiddling with the controls on this device, that might be distracting when they should have hands on the wheel and tension straight ahead, you know?
It can only be more distracting in terms of fiddling for your light switch, and you don't really talk to this.
How big is it?
It's
the controls?
16 centimeters in diameter.
That's all?
The rear panel, yes.
How does it work?
When it's delivered to a customer, they have two pieces: the rear module, which they fix to their back screen, the back window, sorry, the inside surface of it, and that's just done with some suction cups. And then in the front, you do the same, wherever is most convenient to be able to press buttons. So there's no wires, there's no special installation. It's powered by battery, long-lasting battery. So it's fairly easy to install. And to use it, you just press buttons. It's remote control. There's no wires.
How much does it cost, Tim?
Well, there are three versions. And to the US, because we're shipping direct from London at the moment, it's costing around $20-odd for the two-message version. And the five-message version you can get for around $40.
Do you get them on the web?
Yes, driveemotion.com, that's DriveEmotion, driveemotion.com, you can buy through there. Currently, all the stock's been sold, so in about six odd weeks, you can advance order.
That's got to be so cool that you've sold out on this idea.
Yes. Do you think you'll get one?
You know what? I think I would. I really think I would, but it's got to be it's got to be bilingual, eh? English and French.
You'd need it in French, would you?
I get it in both.
Yes, okay.
Well, I'm an equal opportunity offender.
Sorry?
I want to be able to give messages in both languages. You know, Tim, you were talking about coming up with unique products and seeing if there's a need. What else have you come up with of interest lately?
Well, we are currently working with an agent in Canada who's about to launch two new products, which are UV products, into all the majors in the US and Canada, and they are UV measuring products. They are products which measure the amount of UV exposure all of us are exposed to when we walk outside, when we go to the beach or do outdoor activities. They're very low cost, round about less than or around about $3 each, and it's a key ring which can be placed on keys or in your coat pocket or your shorts pocket or whatever, and it changes color to the amount of UV intensity. So if you're getting eaten up, your skin's being aged by UV, this will change color, and it will tell you how dangerous it is outside, and there's a bracelet form of that as well.
And when it changes to a certain color, it's time to get into the shade.
Yes, or just apply more sunscreen, or generally be more careful.
Wow, really smart. Tim, great to talk to you. Thank you.
Thank you very much.